Amy Tan's bestseller, The Joy Luck Club, juxtaposed the stories of four Chinese women who fled China in the 1940s with the stories of their American-born daughters. The novel is based in part on the life of Tan's mother. In 1989, I talked with Amy Tan about her mother, and she read an excerpt of Joy Luck Club. The main character, June, is an Americanized girl. This reading from the first chapter is after the death of June's mother. Her mother had left two daughters behind in China when she fled, and she was never able to find them again. June has learned those two daughters, her half-sisters, have just been located. Her aunts want her to go to China to meet them and tell them about their mother.
"You must see your sisters and tell them about your mother's death," said Auntie Ying. "But most important, you must tell them about her life. The mother they did not know, they must now know." "See my sisters, tell them about my mother," I say, nodding. "What will I say? What can I tell them about my mother? I don't know anything. She was my mother." The aunties are looking at me as if I had become crazy right before their eyes. "Not know your own mother?" cries Auntie Anmei with disbelief. "How can you say? Your mother is in your bones." "Tell them stories of your family here, how she became success," offers Auntie Lin. "Tell them stories she told you, lessons she taught, what you know about her mind and has become her mind," says Auntie Ying. "You mother, very smart lady." I hear more choruses of, tell them," as each auntie frantically tries to think what should be passed on. And then it occurs to me, they are frightened. In me, they see their own daughters, just as ignorant, just as unmindful of all the truths and hopes they had brought to America. They see daughters who grow impatient when their mothers talk in Chinese, who think they are stupid when they explain things in fractured English. They see that joy and luck do not mean the same thing to their daughters, that to these closed American-born minds, joy luck is not a word. It does not exist. They see daughters who bear grandchildren, born without any connecting hope passed from generation to generation.
The Joy Luck Club is a series of stories told from the perspective of both the mothers and the daughters. Did you have to learn a lot about your mother and her generation to write this book, things that you didn't know before?
I think that was a discovery when I was writing the book. And in fact, the book was a very personal journey for me. The things that had been in me all my life, I started to discover as I wrote the book. So it was, in a sense, not research and going to books, but research and thinking about the things from my life and then actually talking to my mother about some of the things that I had not thought about in many, many years.
You know what this is reminding me of? There's a comment that June's mother makes to her in your novel. The mother says, "You don't even know little percent of me." And that's there's something both very moving and very frightening about that, because it is frightening to think that maybe there really is a whole part of your mother that you know nothing about.
That is actually a direct quote that was said to me by my mother. There was a time when I became, actually when I started to write these stories, I became very frightened one time when she had what seemed to be a heart attack and was hospitalized in intensive care. And she later said to me, when I found that out, I said, "Oh, please, dear God, if she lives, I will find out everything I can about her." And it was recalling something she said to me, which was, "If I die, what would you remember of me?" And then she looked a little sad and said, "I think you would not know anything. I think you know little percent of me." And a lot of the book, the discovery about both my mother and myself, came from that, from a place of fear that I didn't know little percent of my mother.
Has writing this book changed your relationship to your mother?
Well, it was actually during the process of writing it that things changed. And the evidence of that was halfway through I was writing this, my mother was asking me a question, and she said, "Oh, never mind, you understand exactly how I feel." And it made me extremely proud that she felt that way.
Amy Tan recorded in 1989 after the publication of her novel, The Joy Luck Club. We'll have more interviews from our archives next week. This is Fresh Air.